Children, how many of you in the last week have told your mom or dad that they're great? Wow, oh sure, now you have to all go to confession. How many of your parents, if your child came to you and said you're great, your first thought would be, what do you want? It's common, and it's more common as we deal with our parents and they deal with you guys, that we think that they just don't understand us, they're not, you know, they're too busy, they are unfair. It's much more easier for us to think on a daily basis how bad we are with our families and the people that love us. Today's gospel sounds like it's a pretty easy lesson. 10 people were healed by Jesus and only one came back. And a lot of times when something happens so great to somebody, if you're a good person, you do want to come back and thank them. You do want to come and say, thank you, you saved me, for somebody that really did something really great for us. And every time I hear this, I always think that I would be that one that would come back. I wouldn't be one of the nine that would be just be healed and run away to see. But also made me think of how common and how often we don't thank people for the simple things that we do and the simple things that people do for us every day. And I'm not telling you this because I'm better than you. I'm not. Let me tell you my story and tell you that I'm not here, up here, telling you that I'm better than you. I just got back from San Diego where I went to see my daughter. It was 70 degrees there every day. So I was kind of cold when I got back. On the way back, though, my flight that was supposed to get in at 9:30 in the evening on Sunday was 3 hours late. So it didn't get in till 12:30, midnight. After midnight it came. My sister was supposed to pick me up at 9:30. She doesn't like to drive at night, and she certainly doesn't like to drive so late. But she stayed up and came and picked me up at 12:30 from the plane. And that was when it was starting to snow on Sunday, so the roads were kind of slick, and coming back, I will tell you, there was snow all over Capitol Drive, and fortunately there wasn't anybody else out there at 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday to see. But when I got to the car, who's in that car with my sister? My 90-year-old mother. She didn't want my sister to go by herself. So she stayed up till after midnight to come and pick me up. Not only that, but when I got in the car, they go, hey, we brought you Sloppy Joe's so you could have something to eat because I know you're hungry. I was so tired and so upset of spending all these hours in the plane and stuff. I thanked them. I said, thanks for coming. It's really nice of you. But I really didn't appreciate it until after I got back and I thought about it. I didn't thank them and wasn't that appreciative that here my 90-year-old mother came at midnight to pick me up and even brought food for me to think about it. And I didn't think, I said, you know what? And as I read and thought about this, I said, you were the one of the nine. I wasn't one of the 10 that came back and thanked God and thanked him. I said little thank yous, but then I said, oh, I just got to get to bed. I'm tired. So I was really thinking as I thought, you know, we always think that we don't even thank people enough for the common things that we do, and we're not grateful enough. When was the last time you told your teacher that they were good and great? When was the last time you talked to one of your friends and said, you know, you're a good friend to me. Thank you for what you do. That's what today's gospel is talking to us about, not just being grateful when someone does something great for us, but to be grateful when people are doing just the simple things for us as well. Being grateful is not just being thankful either, and that's what I want to tell you. It's thinking about other people before you think of yourself. When I was coming home from that plane flight, my whole mind was, oh, you've been in the plane for 4 hours, you're tired, you're sweaty, you're icky, and you just want to get home. I didn't think of my poor sister and my mother who drove in the snow at midnight to pick me up on Sunday. That should have been my first thought, not about me, but about them. That's what being grateful really means. When anything happens to you, you don't think about how you were, how it affected you, or you think about them first. Now, the bigger question to you, why is that so important? Why is it that it matters that we practice being grateful? It's not just being good and going to heaven, I'll tell you that. Because I'm telling you, that's not enough for many people to be grateful. It has to do with how God made each one of you and what each one of your lives mean. We don't get meaning out of our lives from what we do. We don't get meaning out of our lives. Our lives don't mean something because of the things that we do. We get meaning from the things that we do for others. And that's a really, really important lesson I want you all to remember. You won't feel special and important because of what you do. That won't last. Because you're always going to find someone that's better than you, doing something better than you, doing something more than you. That's not going to last. What's going to give you meaning, what you're going to feel good about yourself, is what you do for others. And that's more important. And that's why being grateful matters. Because if you feel bad, if you feel stressed out, you're feeling in the dumps, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling terrible, it won't help to do things for yourself. And that's the antidote, is to do something for someone else. So if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling like things are going bad for you, the answer is to pay attention to doing stuff for somebody else and look at how grateful and be grateful for the things that are being done for you. You're not going to get out of the dumps by doing stuff yourself. You're going to get out of it by doing stuff for other people from what you do. Being grateful is closing that loop of love that we have. That people, you recognize that you're loved. You recognize that you can love other people in a big circle, and it goes around and around. And you recognize first how God loves you, you can love other people, and how you're loved as well. That's what love is. It's a big circle, and if you want to stay in that circle, you have to be grateful and be thankful and care about what everybody does for you and what you get done. So the meaning of your life is understanding what you do for other people and what other people have done for you. And that's the essence of the gospel today, is God, Jesus is saying, remember what other people have done for you. That's what's going to give you meaning. That's what's going to bring you closer to God from what you do. So I want you to give you a task. Sometime in the next couple of days, I want you to thank somebody that you don't normally think of thanking. Somebody that's done something simple, something you might not even recognize, something that you don't pay attention to. I want you to pay attention to it and say, thank you for doing that for us. Or thank you for doing that for me. But I will warn you, if you do it to your parents, the first thing you have to say is, I don't want something. Okay, so say, Mom and Dad, I'm not asking for something. I just want to tell you that you're great. Because if you just say you're great, they're going to think, what do you want? And then you're going to go, I don't want anything. And then you'll have a big fight. So start with your mom and dad and say, I don't want anything, Mom and Dad. I just want to tell you how good you are. But I want you guys to do about that and see if it doesn't make you feel better. And the next time you feel kind of bad, do that. Tell somebody else how grateful you are and see if it doesn't really start to make you feel better again. And then you'll begin to understand how you're loved, how you can love others, and how it all works together in a big circle.